This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Cesar Lopez. Date of birth, July the 21st, 1987. Case ID number is 689-6636. Date of exam, December the 12th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Doctor's Hospital at the Renaissance, dated 3/24/20 and 12/19/22. And also from Dr. Renee Vela, dated 2023. The claimant also has records from South Texas Hospital Systems Emergency Room, dated 3/4/22. Identifying information, this is a 35-year-old married male with one child who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of epileptic seizures, anxiety, and scoliosis. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was in 2020 when he was 32 years old. The claimant states he did construction for 4 years. During the time that he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives in a trailer with 6 other family members, and he is not receiving disability benefits at this time. Allegation number 1, epileptic seizures. Number 2, anxiety. Number 3, scoliosis. History of allegations. Number 1, epileptic seizures. The claimant states that in 2019, he was assaulted by an assailant that caused head trauma to his head. Nothing resulted from that head trauma. However, soon afterwards, he fell and contused the bottom part of his head and neck area and was in a coma for 4 days. Since that time, he has developed complex partial epilepsy seizures with generalization secondary to post-traumatic epilepsy. The claimant denies any tumors, cerebrovascular accidents, or infectious diseases. However, he does have a history of cocaine abuse and has been using cocaine since 2022, but states that that was the last time he used it was in 2022. He states he has a seizure at least once a week, and the last seizure was in March of 2023, where he did go to the emergency room and was hospitalized for 2 weeks. His postictal symptoms include headaches, decreased cognitive function, no aura, The claimant also has the tendency to bite his tongue, nausea and vomiting, urination on himself, soreness, fatigue, confusion, and decreased cognitive function at this time. He is presently on Keppra, 750 milligrams BID, and Topamax, 100 milligrams BID. He was diagnosed with complex partial epilepsy with generalization, post-traumatic epilepsy, and has had some breakthrough seizures. He also complains of left-sided numbness and headaches. His condition does not appear to be stable since he is still having one seizure per week, but the wife states they're not as bad as they were before. Allegation number 2, anxiety. The claimant states that since 1995, he has had problems with anxiety. His mood is anxious at this time, and he appears to be somewhat slow. He suffers from sadness, occasional violent acts, homicidal thoughts, comma, depression, comma, panic attacks, comma, insomnia, comma, decrease and increase appetite at times, comma, apathy, comma, decrease concentration, comma, decrease motivation, episodes of anger, comma, and generalized confusion. He does take a bath every day, and he brushes his teeth every day, and his hygiene appears to be normal. He does, his mental status is very decreased, and he has decreased mental and cognitive function. The claimant appeared to be fairly well kept and was wearing casual attire. He does have multiple tattoos all over his body. He was cooperative but had poor eye contact with me and wasn't alert. He was not oriented, times four, to place, time, situation, and person. The wife states that he isolates himself and his attention and concentration is poor. His mannerisms appeared to be mildly abnormal. He did abuse his wife and went to prison for 9 months because of wife abuse. His speech rate, clarity, tone, and articulation were poor, and he appeared to be confused, and he was very slow to respond. His articulation was not good at all. His memory is very poor. His thought processes were not normal. The claimant does state that he sees shadows and voices and has thought of suicidal attempts, but has not tried to commit suicide. He was in prison in 2017 for 9 months. He does have a history of substance abuse, of using cocaine and alcohol. He is presently on hydroxyzine, pamomate, 25 milligrams TID, and Zoloft hydrochloride, 100 milligrams QD, with trazodone, 100 milligrams QHS, which does control his anxiety. He has not worked since 2020 and is unable to at this time. Allegation number three, scoliosis. The claimant states that in 2019, he fell on his head and also sustained a back contusion. He states the lower back is a twisting stuck type pain located in the lumbar sacral back area that radiates down to his left leg. He was told that he had idiopathic scoliosis and that it was progressing. His limitations include being able to walk one block, comma, stand for 15 minutes, comma, sit for 1 hour, comma, lift approximately 20 pounds above his head and bend over to pick up clothes. He has no assistive devices that he uses at this time, and his physician is Dr. Renee Vela. His daily activities include sleeping, comma, watching TV, comma, doing light housework, comma, and walking around the trailer. He does not go to the grocery store, comma, cook, comma, do the laundry, or do anything else at this time. He has not seen a chiropractor or received any kind of physical therapy. He is presently on multiple medications for pain, which he states does give him relief. He is on Egypt Plus, 50 milligram / 325 milligrams, 40 milligrams, 1 TID for headaches, Tylenol, 650 milligrams TID for pain, Gabapentin, 100 milligrams BID for nerve pain, Ibuprofen, 600 milligrams PRN is needed for pain, Narcol, 5 milligrams / 325 milligrams, 1 PO QID for generalized head pain, baclofen 10 milligrams QD, and trazodone 100 milligrams QHS to help him sleep at night. He states these medications do give him some relief. He was diagnosed with idiopathic scoliosis with chronic back pain. Symptoms, the claimant states he suffers from warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that he feels daily. As noted earlier, his limitations include being able to walk one block, stand for 1 hour, climb four steps, and bend over occasionally to pick up clothes. He is unable to squat at this time. He is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup with both hands, button his clothes and lift approximately 20 pounds above his head. He is unable to open up a jar top, use a skillet, make a sandwich, or sweep at this time. He has no assistive devices, and his physician is Dr. Rene Vela. The claimant states he only likes to walk around the trailer once in a while for a little exercise. Family history. The father is 75 and suffers from dementia. He does have a history of drug abuse as well as alcohol abuse, and suffers from Alzheimer's disease. The mother is 75 and has hypertension, diabetes mellitus, and had lumbar sacral back surgery. Medications, Ezic Plus, 50 mg/325 mg/40 mg, 1 POTID, Tylenol 650 mg TID, hydroxyzine, Pamomate 25 mg TID, Zoloft hydrochloride 100 mg QD, vitamin D 1.25 mg QE, cetirizine hydrochloride 10 mg QD, gabapentin 100 mg BID, dysglycomine hydrochloride 10 mg QD, ibuprofen 600 mg PRN is needed for pain, Keppra 750 mg BID, Narco 5 mg/325 mg, 1 POQD PRN is needed. Topramax 100 mg BID. Baclofen 10 mg QD. Pantoprazole 40 mg QD. And trazodone 100 mg QHS. Medical problems. Gastritis, diabetes mellitus, scoliosis, decreased cognitive function, anxiety, seizure disorder from complex partial epilepsy with generalization, common migraines without aura, left-sided numbness, paresis, major surgeries, none. History of head contusion with physical assault of the head as well. Back in 2019. Social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant used to drink an 18-pack per day for 5 years. He quit in 2022. He denies any delirium tremors but does have a seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. He does use cocaine. The last time he used it was in 2022. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 97.7 Fahrenheit, weight 216 pounds, height 6 feet 1 half inch tall, BP 136 over 87 mmHg, heart rate 82 beats per minute, respiration 12 respirations per minute, BMI 29. General, this is a 35-year-old male who appears to be a stated age and is in no acute distress. He also appears to be not a very reliable historian with poor cognitive function who presented to my office for a disability evaluation. Could you drop down to after the fourth sentence in HEENT, the claimant had poor dentition, which has not been addressed. External auditory canals were normal in appearance and no lesions in the nares were noted. Pupils were equally round and reacted to light and extraocular movements were intact. Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected is 20/30, pinhole is 20/30. OS uncorrected is 20/40, pinhole is 20/40, binocular uncorrected is 20/25. Could you drop down to extremities? Clubbing was noted, but no cyanosis was noted on either one of the lower extremities. No ulcers or veins were noted, as well as no pitting edema. Calves were non-tender, and the Holman sign was negative. Could you drop down to skin? No lesions were appreciated over the body. However, the claimant did have multiple tattoos noted. Could you please drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert, but was not oriented, times three, and had poor eye contact with me. His speech was not fluent, and his mood was somewhat confused and lost and was not appropriate for the time. He did not have clear thought processes, and his memory was poor. Concentration was poor, and he was not oriented to time, place, person, or situation. Reflexes of the patellar and ankle were 2+ bilaterally, as well as normal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you please drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was slow, unsteady, but symmetric. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. His hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel dishing exam was normal and the Romber sign was negative. Could you please drop down to after neurological exam on the last page? X-rays of the lumbar sacral spine. No acute findings. Spondylosis. No scoliosis was identified. Probable diagnosis, number one, epileptic seizures, dash, confirmed with medical records, being treated at this time, however, does not appear to be well controlled. He has a seizure at least once a week. Allegation number two, anxiety with decreased cognitive function, confirmed with physical examination and psychological exam. Is being treated with multiple medications and appears to be fairly controlled. However, the claimant is disoriented and somewhat confused. Allegation number three, scoliosis, dash, not confirmed with physical examination or x-rays at this time, normal physical exam. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Cesar Lopez.